أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been reviewing chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, the chapter of the great event, and basing this series on the commentary written by His Eminence Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati in his Tafsir al-Nur. Today, we want to look at the theme of think about your water. And this will lead us through verses number 68 through to verse number 70. Now, as you'll recall from the previous discussions, the focus that Allah had given in these last few passages, maybe the last 10 to so, or 10 and some odd verses, was about the day of resurrection, the fact that He can and has the ability and will recreate us after our death, and that this is something not difficult for God. That just as He created us the first time, He can recreate us. And we also looked at the verses that spoke about the fact that even if He wished, He could even not allow our crops to grow. Again, a show that we are insignificant, that we are powerless in the kingdom of God. Today, in verses number 68, 69, and 70, we want to look at the topic of thinking about the water that we drink. And let us see what God has to say in this passage. We will first listen to the Arabic, followed by the English translation. And then we'll come back with some thinking points and some things to take away that we can hopefully try and implement within our lives. God says the following in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون. Have you ever given thought to the water that you drink? Is it you who bring it down from the clouds, or is it we who rain it down? If we so pleased, we could make it brackish. Then why do you not give thanks? One of the words that God uses in this passage is the word muzn, and this word refers to the white clouds which bring about rain. While another word that God uses, ujajan, it refers to bitterness, meaning bitter or salty water. We read in the hadith, in the sayings, that any time the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, that any time he would drink water, he would make the following supplication to God, in which he would say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana adhban furatan bi rahmatihi wa lam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bi dhanbi. That all praise belongs to Allah, belongs to God, who has quenched our thirst with the sweet water through His mercy, and has not made it, meaning the water, salty or bitter due to my sins. Now let us reflect on some of the words and passages in these verses, which actually give us a clear indication of what we should be thinking and reflecting upon. The first is that there is a focus on the role of water in quenching our thirst, as God says, Tashrabun. He also points out to us that we should reflect and think about where the water that we drink comes from, as He says, Min al-muzni. God then says that one of the ways that this water comes down to us, the one of the ways of us having this sweet water that we can drink, is through the coming down of rain, as He says, Nahnu munzilun. God then points our attention to the taste of the water as well, not only of what it does, of where it comes from, but He even tells us about the taste of the water. And He says, Lo nasha'u لَجَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا. And then all of this is not just for the fact that we drink the water, but rather, as God says, that all of these factors, the role of water in quenching our thirst, the fact that we reflect on where the water comes from, the realization of the water being sent down as rain, and the fact that the water is sweet to drink and that it is palatable to our taste buds, that all of this should lead to the person showing gratitude, as God says, فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. The continuous graces of God are not an indication of His inability to change, and this is something that we should pay careful attention to. In addition, the sentence which reads lo nasha, this means that we will not make this water salty. However, God is saying that we have the ability, we are able to do so if we will. Now, paying attention to divine favors, such as water and many other favors, not only does this strengthen the belief in monotheism, tawheed, within a person, but it also revives the spirit of thanksgiving within the individual as well, and it reconfirms the possibility of Allah being able to bring the dead back to life once again. Let us close with some takeaway messages that we can reflect upon in this passage of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. The first message that we should reflect upon is that the Quranic proofs are comprehensive, simple, while at the same time are very profound. A glance at something like water is enough to draw a human being's attention to their original source of life and the resurrection. The second point to reflect upon is that the sending down of rain from the skies is something which is beyond a human power. And this is a reality, and this in reality is sufficient for us to recognize God, that there is no action which takes place anywhere except with the power and the intention of God for that action to come about. The third and final point is that studying the creation is a class in thought. It is a lesson in thinking, as God says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ. And this leads to reflection, أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ, as God says. And through thought and reflection, this can pave the way for showing gratitude, thanks to God, as He says, فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. We close and we ask God to give us the ability to think and reflect and show thanks for all that He has given to us in this world and all that is waiting in the world to come. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.